Need a voice? I'm your guy. SteveWebVoiceovers.com.
Hi, this is Steve Webb, and this is episode number 249 of the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm so glad you're here today. We'll be reading Proverbs chapters 2 through 4 together today. Are you ready? Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 2. My child, if you receive my words and store up my commands within you, by making your ear attentive to wisdom and by turning your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for discernment, raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it like hidden treasure, then you will understand how to fear the Lord and you will discover knowledge about God. For the Lord gives wisdom and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up effective counsel for the upright and is like a shield for those who live with integrity to guard the paths of the righteous and to protect the ways of his pious ones. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good way. For wisdom will enter your heart and moral knowledge will be attractive to you. Discretion will protect you, understanding will guard you to deliver you from the way of the wicked, from those speaking perversity, who leave the upright paths to walk on the dark ways, who delight in doing evil, they rejoice in perverse evil, whose paths are morally crooked and who are devious in their ways, to deliver you from the adulteress, from the sexually loose woman who speaks flattering words, who leaves the husband from her younger days and forgets her marriage covenant made before God. For her house sinks down to death, and her paths lead to the place of the departed spirits. None who go into her will return, nor will they reach the paths of life. So you will walk in the way of good people and will keep on the paths of the righteous. For the upright will reside in the land and those with integrity will remain in it, but the wicked will be removed from the land and the treacherous will be torn away from it. Proverbs chapter 3. My child, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, for they will provide a long and full life and they will add well-being to you. Do not let truth and mercy leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. This will bring healing to your body and refreshment to your inner self. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled completely, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My child, do not despise discipline from the Lord, and do not loathe his rebuke. For the Lord disciplines those he loves, just as a father disciplines the son in whom he delights. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom, and the one who obtains understanding. For her benefit is more profitable than silver, and her gain is better than gold. She is more precious than rubies, and none of these things you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are very pleasant, and all her paths are peaceful. She is like a tree of life to those who obtain her, and everyone who grasps hold of her will be blessed. By wisdom the Lord laid the foundation of the earth. He established the heavens by understanding. By his knowledge the primordial sea was broken open, and the clouds dripped down dew. My child, do not let them escape from your sight. Safeguard sound wisdom and discretion, so they will give life to you and grace to adorn your neck. Then you will walk on your way with security, and you will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be filled with fear. When you lie down, your sleep will be pleasant. You will not be afraid of sudden disaster or when destruction overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be the source of your confidence, and he will guard your foot from being caught in a trap. Do not withhold good from those who need it when you have the ability to help. Do not say to your neighbor, "Go, return tomorrow and I'll give it," when you have it with you at the time. Do not plot evil against your neighbor when he dwells by you unsuspectingly. Do not accuse anyone without legitimate cause if he has not treated you wrongly. Do not envy a violent man, and do not choose to imitate any of his ways. For one who goes astray is an abomination to the Lord, but he reveals his intimate counsel to the upright. The Lord's curse is in the household of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. Although he is scornful to arrogant scoffers, yet he shows favor to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but he holds fools up to public contempt. Proverbs chapter 4. Listen, children, to a father's instruction, and pay attention so that you may gain discernment. Because I give you good instruction, do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son to my father, a tender only child before my mother, he taught me, and he said to me, Let your heart lay hold of my words. Keep my commands so that you will live. Acquire wisdom. Acquire understanding. Do not forget and do not turn aside from the words I speak. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. Wisdom is supreme, so acquire wisdom, and whatever you acquire, acquire understanding. Esteem her highly, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place a fair garland on your head. She will bestow a beautiful crown on you. Listen, my child, and accept my words, so that the years of your life will be many. I will guide you in the way of wisdom, and I will lead you in upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction, do not let it go. Protect it, because it is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked or walk in the way of those who are evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and go on. For they cannot sleep unless they cause harm. They are robbed of sleep until they make someone stumble. For they eat bread gained from wickedness and drink wine obtained from violence. But the path of the righteous is like the bright morning light, growing brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like gloomy darkness. They do not know what causes them to stumble. My child, pay attention to my words. Listen attentively to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Guard them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to one's entire body. Guard your heart with all vigilance, for from it are the sources of life. Remove perverse speech from your mouth. Keep devious talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look directly in front of you, and let your gaze look straight before you. Make the path of your feet level, so that all your ways may be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Turn yourself away from evil. And so Solomon's wise advice, inspired by the Holy Spirit, begins. What great counsel for the young person and even for some of us that aren't so young. Thanks for being with me today. I hope you're enjoying this. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
Like what you hear? I'd be happy to create audio for you. Commercials, narrations, demos. SteveWebbVoiceovers.com.